بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طسم تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. نتلو عليك من نبأ موسى وفرعون بالحق لقوم يؤمنون. إن فرعون علا في الأرض وجعل أهلها شيعا يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحيي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين. ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. ونمكن لهم في الأرض ونري فرعون وهامان وجنودهما منهم ما كانوا يحذرون.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Ta-Seen-Meem. These are revelations of the scripture that maketh plain. We narrate unto thee somewhat of the story of Moses and Pharaoh with truth for folk who believe. Lo, Pharaoh exalted himself in the earth and made its people cursed. A tribe among them he oppressed, killing their sons and sparing their women. Lo, he was of those who work corruption. And we desired to show favor unto those who were oppressed in the earth, and to make them examples, and to make them the inheritors, and to establish them in the earth, and to show Pharaoh and Haman and their hosts that which they feared from them.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين. فالتقطه آل فرعون ليكون لهم عدوا وحزنا إن فرعون وهامان وجنودهما كانوا خاطئين. وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك لا تقتلوه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وهم لا يشعرون. وأصبح فؤاد أم موسى فارغا إن كادت لتبدي به لولا أن ربطنا على قلبها لتكون من المؤمنين. وقالت لأخته قصيه فبصرت به عن جنب وهم لا يشعرون. وحرمنا عليه المراضع من قبل فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيت يكفلونه لكم فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيت يكفلونه لكم وهم له ناصحون فرددناه إلى أمه كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن ولتعلم أن وعد الله حق ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون.
And we inspired the mother of Moses, saying, Suckle him, and when thou fearest for him, then cast him into the river, and fear not, nor grieve. Lo, we shall bring him back unto thee, and shall make him one of our messengers. And the family of Pharaoh took him up, that he might become for them an enemy and a sorrow. Lo, Pharaoh and her man and their hosts were ever sinning. And the wife of Pharaoh said, He will be a consolation for me and for thee. Kill him not. Peradventure he may be of use to us, or we may choose him for a son. And they perceived not. And the heart of the mother of Moses became void, and she would have betrayed him, if we had not fortified her heart, that she might be of the believers. And she said unto his sister, Trace him. So she observed him from afar, and they perceived not. And we had before forbidden foster mothers for him. So she said, Shall I show you a household who will rear him for you and take care of him? So we restored him to his mother, that she might be comforted and not grieve, and that she might know that the promise of Allah is true. But most of them know not.
ولما بلغ أشده واستوى آتيناه حكما وعلما وكذلك نجزي المحسنين ودخل المدينة على حين غفلة من أهلها فوجد فيها رجلين يقتتلان هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه فوكزه موسى فقضى عليه قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين قال رب إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فغفر له إنه هو الغفور الرحيم قال رب بما أنعمت علي فلن أكون ظهيرا للمجرمين
And when he reached his full strength and was ripe, we gave him wisdom and knowledge. Thus do we reward the good. And he entered the city at a time of carelessness of its folk, and he found therein two men fighting, one of his own caste and the other of his enemies. And he who was of his caste asked him for help against him who was of his enemies. So Moses struck him with his fist and killed him. He said, This is of the devil's doing. Lo, he is an enemy, a mere misleader. He said, My Lord, lo, I have wronged my soul, so forgive me. Then he forgave him. Lo, he is the forgiving, the merciful. He said, My Lord, for as much as thou hast favored me, I will never more be a supporter of the guilty.
فأصبح في المدينة خائفا يترقب فإذا الذي استنصره بالأمس يستصرخه قال له موسى إنك لغوي مبين فلما أن أراد أن يبطش بالذي هو عدو لهما قال يا موسى أتريد أن تقتلني قال يا موسى أتريد أن تقتلني كما قتلت نفسا بالأمس إن تريد إلا أن تكون جبارا في الأرض إن تريد إلا أن تكون جبارا بارا في الأرض وما تريد أن تكون من المصلحين وجاء رجل من أقصى المدينة يسعى قال يا موسى إن الملأ يأتمرون بك ليقتلوك قال يا موسى إن الملأ يأتمرون بك ليقتلوك فاخرج إني لك من الناصحين فخرج منها خائفا يترقب قال رب نجني من القوم الظالمين ولما توجه تلقاء مدين قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل
And morning found him in the city, fearing, vigilant, when behold, he who had appealed to him the day before cried out to him for help. Moses said unto him, Lo, thou art indeed a mere hothead. And when he would have fallen upon the man who was an enemy unto them both, he said, O Moses, wouldst thou kill me as thou didst kill a person yesterday? Thou wouldst be nothing but a tyrant in the land. Thou wouldst not be of the reformers. And a man came from the uttermost part of the city, running. He said, O Moses, lo, the chiefs take counsel against thee to slay thee, therefore escape. Lo, I am of those who give thee good advice. So he escaped from thence, fearing, vigilant. He said, My Lord, deliver me from the wrongdoing folk. And when he turned his face toward Midian, he said, Peradventure my Lord will guide me in the right road.
ولما ورد ماء مدين وجد عليه أمة من الناس يسقون ووجد من دونهم امرأتين تذودان قال ما خطبكما قالتا لا نسقي حتى حتى يصدر الرعاء وأبونا شيخ كبير فسقى لهما ثم تولى إلى الظل فقال رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير فجاءته إحداهما تمشي على استحياء قالت إن أبي يدعوك ليجزيك أجر ما سقيت لنا فلما جاءه وقص عليه القصص قال لا تخف نجوت من القوم الظالمين قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجره إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين قال إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى بنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثماني حجج فإن أتممت عشرا فمن عندك وما أريد أن أشق عليك ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين قال ذلك بيني وبينك أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا عدوان علي والله على ما نقول وكيل
And when he came unto the water of Midian, he found there a whole tribe of men watering. And he found apart from them two women keeping back their flocks. He said, What aileth you? The two said, We cannot give our flocks to drink till the shepherds return from the water, and our father is a very old man. So he watered their flock for them. Then he turned aside into the shade and said, My Lord, I am needy of whatever good thou sendest down for me. Then there came unto him one of the two women, walking shyly. She said, Lo, my father biddeth thee, that he may reward thee with a payment for that thou didst water the flock for us. Then, when he came unto him and told him the whole story, he said, Fear not, thou hast escaped from the wrongdoing folk. One of the two women said, O my father, hire him, for the best man that thou canst hire is the strong, the trustworthy. He said, Lo, I fain would marry thee to one of these two daughters of mine, on condition that thou hirest thyself to me for the term of 8 pilgrimages. Then, if thou completest 10, it will be of thine own accord, for I would not make it hard for thee. Allah willing, thou wilt find me of the righteous. He said, That is settled between thee and me. Whichever of the two terms I fulfill, there will be no injustice to me, and Allah is surety over what we say.
فلما قضى موسى الأجل وسار بأهله آنس من جانب الطور نارا قال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر أو جذوة من النار لعلكم تصطلون فلما أتاها نودي من شاطئ الوادي الأيمن في البقعة المباركة من الشجرة أن يا موسى إني أنا الله رب العالمين وأن ألق عصاك فلما رآها تهتز كأنها جان ولا مدبرا ولم يعقب يا موسى أقبل ولا تخف إنك من الآمنين أسلك يدك في جيبك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء واضمم إليك جناحك من الرهب فذلك برهانان من ربك إلى فرعون وملئه إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين.
Then, when Moses had fulfilled the term and was traveling with his housefolk, he saw in the distance a fire and said unto his housefolk, Bide ye here. Lo, I see in the distance a fire. Peradventure I shall bring you tidings thence, or a brand from the fire, that ye may warm yourselves. And when he reached it, he was called from the right side of the valley in the blessed field, from the tree, O Moses, lo, I, even I, am Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Throw down thy staff. And when he saw it writhing, as it had been a demon, he turned to flee headlong, and it was said unto him, O Moses, draw nigh and fear not. Lo, thou art of those who are secure. Thrust thy hand into the bosom of thy robe, it will come forth white without hurt, and guard thy heart from fear. Then these shall be two proofs from your Lord unto Pharaoh and his chiefs. Lo, they are evil living folk.
قال رب إني قتلت منهم نفسا فأخاف أن يقتلون وأخي هارون هو أفصح مني لسانا فأرسله معي يرد أن يصدقني إني أخاف أن يكذبون قال سنشد عضدك بأخيك ونجعل لكما سلطانا فلا يصلون إليكما بآياتنا أنتما ومن اتبعكما الغالبون فلما جاءهم موسى بآياتنا بينات قالوا ما هذا إلا سحر مفترى وما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين وقال موسى ربي أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى من عنده ومن تكون له عاقبة الدار إنه لا يفلح الظالمون.
He said, My Lord, lo, I killed a man among them, and I fear that they will kill me. My brother Aaron is more eloquent than me in speech. Therefore send him with me as a helper to confirm me. Lo, I fear that they will give the lie to me. He said, We will strengthen thine arm with thy brother, and we will give unto you both power, so that they cannot reach you for our portents. Ye twain, and those who follow you, will be the winners. But when Moses came unto them with our clear tokens, they said, This is naught but invented magic. We never heard of this among our fathers of old. And Moses said, My Lord is best aware of him who bringeth guidance from his presence, and whose will be the sequel of the home of bliss. Lo, wrongdoers will not be successful.